This is Governor John Baldacci. You know, when we talk about healthcare in the United States, there are two different conversations going on. There's the debate that rages in the hall of the State House and on editorial pages. It's about numbers and actuaries and growth rates. And then there's a conversation taking place around dinner tables, in line at the grocery store, or on the front porches of every corner of the state, where people are fighting hard to hang on to healthcare for themselves and their families. They can't change jobs. They can't start a new business or retire early because they are worried about their health care and whether they'll be able to pay for it in their medicines. Meanwhile, fewer companies are offering health care coverage to their workers, and most are trying to have their workers pay more than they're paying now. And hardworking people just can't afford to see the doctor or buy prescription medicine for their children. That's the real conversation about health care, and it's the one I hear when I get away from Augusta. People come to me and tell me their stories. They tell me about strain that uncertainty causes, and they ask for a real solution, not a political 30-second soundbite. So that was why I was proud this week that the Maine legislature took a bold step to a real solution for health care coverage, making it more affordable, and to protect the coverage of 18,000 working families and small businesses who have coverage today, who can now be sure that they'll be able to keep it. Legislature passed it, and I signed it into law that strengthens the state's Dirigo Choice health insurance program. It helps more than 700 small businesses, working families, afford health care coverage for themselves and their workers. It isn't welfare or a handout. These people are working and don't qualify for a government program like Medicaid or any other types of programs. It's a program that helps people become more secure in their jobs and in their health. The program has become unnecessarily controversial. Part of that had to do with the way it was paid for. When we started the Dirigo Health Program, we relied upon funding from something called the Savings Offset Payment. Basically, the program was funded by the savings it created in the healthcare system, and it worked. Dirigo saved millions in healthcare spending. But the complicated formula was difficult to understand. It made an easy target for those who would leave working men and women on their own to fend for themselves. This week, we replaced it with something much simpler, more straightforward. The legislature came up with an assessment on fees on soda, beer, and wine. I found that a reasonable approach and a path forward. Now, it wasn't my first choice to use beer and wine to fund this program. I think tobacco taxes are good public policy. Cigarettes kill people, and we should be as aggressive as possible and discourage smoking. But the compromise was struck. A majority in the legislature supported the approach. And it came down to a choice of being able to either keep 18,000 Mainers having affordable health care for them and their families or not. I signed the law. It was passed. The new tools are available. Also to reduce the insurance rates for individuals and to be able to promote aggressively small business and self-employed being part of this health care initiative. And a new pilot program for young people, 30 and younger, to be able to offer them more affordable health insurance products. So with this reform, more of them will be able to get coverage, and that's good for individuals, it's good for all of us, and hopefully it will help to drive down the cost increases of premiums for everyone. Among the professional thinkers and talkers and lobbyists, healthcare is not just another issue. It's good for politics, and it's good for profits. They don't like Dirigo, and they're not shy about saying it. But for working men and women and small businesses and self-employed, Dirigo is a lot more than a political argument. It's like Bill Kelleher and his employee, Rebecca Belanger, say about Dirigo. Bill's a business owner, runs a company called Micro Technologies, and Rebecca Belanger works for him. She used to pay $7,000 a year to cover herself and her two children while she was at work. Now she pays about $4,500 a year. Bill Kelleher, the business owner there in Richmond, said that he found Dirigo to be a tremendous help to his company. So these are business people. These are working people. These are people who want to be able to provide for themselves and their families. And you cannot have a healthy economy if you don't have healthy people. And people working worry about their children and their health care coverage. And that's what this legislature passed, and that's what I signed into law this week. I look forward to talking with you on this matter as we move forward and begin to aggressively promote it among small businesses and the self-employed. Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.